The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
If you go to the expo before the marathon, they got a ton of gear. They got t-shirts and sweatshirts and hoodies and all of the things that say the name of the marathon or the name of the city and all of the things. You got unlimited design.
Oh, no. Oh, I can't. I got that marathon runner coming in tonight.
What marathon runner?
You know, this guy, Jean-Paul. I met him when I was working at Pendant, editing a book on running.
But there is one, just one, official marathon jacket. Every marathon puts one out. They change it year to year. And if you run the marathon, it's a nice little display of accomplishment.
Oh, wait, Jean-Paul! Isn't he the guy who overslept at the Olympics 4 years ago and missed the marathon?
The number of people I saw walking around the 27th mile wearing the official marathon jacket who very clearly did not run the marathon was irking me, man.
Yeah, that's him.
He's from Trinidad and Tobago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's Trinidadian and Toboggan.
How do you oversleep at the Olympics?
I know.
I mean, it's like the biggest event of your life. You'd think you'd have like six alarm clocks paying off little kids in the village to come banging on your door.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man looked like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. We all about it. They making plans. We sit and count our chest.
You know what sport I don't think a lot about during the month of October, Joshy?
Curling.
Tennis.
True and true. I don't think about those very much in the month of October. But that's not the right answer. Curling, shout out to our buddy over on ESPN Madison, Matt Hamilton. No, fishing. I don't think about fishing very much in the month of October. Joshy, do you think about fishing very much in the month of October?
I don't know if I think about fishing any month of the year.
At all. I don't think about you at all. You know what I really don't think about fishing? In the dark. I don't think about fishing in the dark. You know who does think about fishing in the dark? Chewy.
Yeah. I got busted. All right. First off, I take full responsibility. Okay. I got caught by the IT department. And how it happened was, you know, we went on the trip to Turkey and Greece, and my wife took like 600 pictures. So I said, I don't want all 600. What is it called? Airdropping them?
The cloud? So I got, are you keeping them in the cloud?
Yeah, I guess, something like that. So then I got this SharePoint, right, that says you have 360 photos. So I got lazy. I didn't look. I clicked on view photos. And of course, you know, the Joker pops up. You've been busted. My fault. Totally. Okay? But IT department, stop being nice. You're the cop of the station, right? I don't need a nice, warm, fuzzy email. It's like I got pulled over by a cop for doing 10 over, and the cop is super, super nice. And he writes me a ticket for $250, okay? Be the JAG. You're a JAG. You're a JAG department. What you do is a little nefarious. I'm a little sick of it. And you know why I delete everything? It's like I knew who the rats were in the building, right? When I played Burger, you know who the rats are.
All wrong. Completely wrong. Two things. First of all, one, you're mad that they were nice when you bleeped up. That's bizarre. Like,
yes.
Most people want people to be understanding, give a little grace, etc. But that's not why we're laughing. That's not why Joshy and I are chuckling over here.
Why are you
in
laughing?
The Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio. Because when you say fishing, usually you mean you threw a line over in the middle of the night and your wife either throws the line back or you hook her. Not hooker. You hook. Hold on.
Crazy.
Hold on.
Well, I guess I went fishing twice last night.
Her.
One with a P and one with an F.
So, Josh.
No, but Jen. All right, let me ask you.
Wait,
Jen.
Wait. So you weren't talking about throwing a line over to your wife. You were actually talking about a phishing email nailing you? See, this is why we got to vet this stuff out a little bit better.
Yeah, but Jen, let me ask you a question because you have the most interaction with police officers, and mostly in a negative way.
Zing! Wow.
If you got pulled over, if you got pulled over coming to work, Jen, and you were going 10 miles per hour over the limit, you were wrong, but you were in a rush because you were late, and the cop came up super nice, and he's going back to the car, and you're going, "Ooh, I think I'm off. I think I got off, you know, he understood that I'm going." And he comes back with a $250 ticket. A
lot of double entendre happening here, just so everyone's aware.
I'm just saying, if you're going to be the jag, lean into being the jag. Like, I don't mind being the jag on this show, right? If they get blown out by the Texans, right? I'm not coming on the show and saying, "Oh, let's look at the positive. They played wonderful." No, you light them up.
Speaking of Jags, we will get to the Packers' new kicker later on in the show.
I feel like we got to do a lot of context here.
Okay. So again, Chewy is upset this morning, Wednesday morning, 7:06 a.m., because he got busted with a phishing email, okay? One of those tricky emails that the company pushes out there to nail you. Compromising state secrets, compromising station secrets, potentially. And you're mad because they were nice to you as opposed to being, like Svengali?
I wanted him to say, you moron, you got busted. Here's a test to go along. Hope you have a nice Wednesday. I would appreciate that more than the niceness.
Strange.
That's how I would handle it.
Bizarre.
Was the interaction you had with the IT department, who you've now denigrated their job and what they do by calling them jags, were they actually communicating with you? Or was it
email?
Was it like the pop-up message, like, "Oh, you got caught, now you got to do extra training"?
I had to do extra training this morning.
So did you ever interact with anyone?
And you know how much I listened to it?
Zero.
Hey. Shh. Okay, don't you say the quiet part loud, okay? Yeah. We don't need the IT department knowing how have to listen to those videos that are meant to, you know, slap us on the wrist,
now,
that are
Jen.
Meant to
Jen,
correct our behavior.
I have a new rule now. Delete everything. Delete everything.
That's not
and then
a
let
new
Gabe
rule.
Tell
You've
me.
Been doing that. You've been subscribing
well,
to that rule
not.
For years.
And
what caused the change of heart? How all of a sudden did
photos,
this one get you?
Right? The photos?
The photos. Yeah.
So just because
I thought they were photos from my trip.
It said, "Hey, these are photos. You didn't." So this is the amazing thing to me as somebody who is more digitally native than Chewy is. The phishing emails we get sent are so clear and obvious that I can disregard them in a beat. Because it's very obvious where they come from, what they're doing, what's going on there. Sometimes they fake it. Your manager does it. Sometimes it's like IT department. Sometimes it's like all sorts of general things. Even I believe like Craig will be kind of made up to look like Craig and it's not actually Craig.
Well, I think there's one telltale sign for me. And I think I could say it on the radio. I don't think like it's but they changed the name of the company.
Yes.
The name of our company is Good Karma Brands. And they'll change the final word of the company to another word that starts with a B.
Yes.
Not that one. Not that one either.
I was going to say, we've got a lot going on here in this
and
first segment.
That's how I know immediately, whoop, red flag, that's a phishing email. And I will say this, on my mobile device, on my cell phone, I don't have the phishing button up in the corner.
Right.
You're supposed to put the phishing button and let them know, like, "I got you, I saw you, you tried to trick me, but I gotcha." I don't have it, so I just delete them.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not going to jump over the old laptop to make sure that I report the email.
Joshy, this was just total coincidence because, I mean, you've heard of SharePoint. The Spaniard in St. Louis, I go on a lot of vacations. Not a lot, but I go on vacations with him, and his wife uses SharePoint to send the pictures to me. So I didn't look in. I just, because I told Ange, send me 300 of the pictures, and the number was like 340. So it had a box that said view pictures, and I figured I would delete what I didn't want, and I hit it, and then they do their little thing. And I don't have a problem being busted. That's fine. Just don't be nice to me after
it's
you bust.
The strangest thing I've ever heard. It's honestly the strangest
just
thing.
Just don't
if
be
we
nice
polled,
to me.
If we polled our loyal listeners, 800-990-3776, and said, when you get busted, do you want the enforcer to be mean or nice? I think we're talking 97% of people are going to say nice.
I disagree. If you use the cop analogy, you would rather have the cop be a Richard than a nice guy handing you a $250 ticket.
I think you're used to being yelled at from your days in the NFL and from your wife. I think this is just like...
So it's PTSD?
It's more of like, this is your comfort zone. Like, this is where you feel at home. Josh, are you buying that theory?
Yes. Chewy has, through his extensive work as an athlete, because let's be honest here, a grown man yelling at you in this industry just isn't going to work. People aren't going to really respond to that. Now, I think people like Chewy, Tausch, maybe even Norman might, because they're so used to it, but that's like a trauma response. That's something you got used to. If somebody came in here yelling at me and like saying I'm worthless, I'd be like, go bleep yourself. Who are you talking to?
Chewy says, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, so I shortened Gabe's nickname because Johnny Rainclouds is too. It's just Johnny Clouds.
Yeah, that's fine.
I need a nickname then. If he's Johnny Clouds, what am I?
I don't want to dance in this.
Johnny Scars?
I don't want to dance
Johnny
on this
Scars?
Stage.
I'm scarred. I'm scarred.
Well, you can't
my
have two Johnnies. You got to be Jimmy.
Tony Scars. How about Tony Scars?
Oh, that's a good nickname. That's a good nickname.
Wait, but it's supposed to be like, we're supposed to be making fun of you.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
One sounds badass. Like right. You're in a
all
Scorsese
right, well,
yeah, movie.
You know.
It's true.
I think I need a nickname. Why? You guys find this is weird?
800-990-3776. We are looking for a nickname for Chewy this morning. We got here in a very interesting way. What a journey we have been on for the first 12 minutes of the show. Uh-huh. But Gabe has a nickname. It's Johnny Raincloud, which Chewy is shortening to Johnny Clouds. And Chewy now wants a nickname for the battered state he is in, having been yelled at during his NFL career and yelled at in his relationship, which, again, he loves, he appreciates. But that has now made him skewed when it comes to other interactions where he needs to be reprimanded or he has been in the wrong. And now he's upset that the IT department didn't yell at him for clicking on the phishing email. And if y'all followed all of that, then you really are a loyal listener of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. 800-990-3776. Give us your suggestions for Chewy nicknames for his battered state, if you will.
Can I ask you guys a question? Because I kind of skimmed through the little video they sent. Where is this fishing thing? There's a hook.
What do you
There's
mean?
There's a hook.
What?
Well, there's like when you pull up your email, is there a hook icon in the box or something like
that? Oh, you're looking for the place where you could report it as phishing.
Oh, report it? No, I'm not reporting it because I want some other sap to go through the same thing that I want.
What?
That's not how it works. Everybody gets those
it
same
isn't?
Emails. Nope. Nope.
Well, that's we're the show of Shart and Farter. Doesn't that track?
Maybe you heard me say 4 minutes ago that I, too, do not report them because I don't know where the hook is on the mobile, on the phone. When you're sitting at your laptop and you've got the entire yes. Outlook in front of you, there are a ton of little buttons that you can press. And there on the Outlook, on the laptop, on the PC, desktop, whatever, you can report the phishing emails. But on the cell phone, in the Outlook version, you know, the Exchange Mail. Do you know what I'm saying? This is a lot of like
yes.
The app.
Outlook.
The app that you would put on your phone or the actual
the email
web
app.
Client.
Yes. The email app does not allow for that button.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chew, I am the same. I just delete them.
Okay.
800-990-3776. Let's see. David Stanbury says, nah, Chewy was right. Hit the button. Oh, he's right, he's saying, about you want them to dress you down. He says, when someone is nice, it reeks of
condensation, Jen? Is that
yeah.
Condescending? Condescension.
I was going to say condensation.
I knew it.
Johnny Raincloud. See, it all comes back around.
One question for you guys. You both have siblings, right? I know, Jen.
Yes.
You do. Josh, you're the baby of the family?
No, I'm the oldest.
Didn't you revel in when your siblings got in trouble? I loved it.
No, I think that's very dysfunctional.
Yeah, I have a younger sister, and I didn't really, I'm sure we fought as children, but after a certain point, it's like, I hope she's doing well.
LOL, really? Sucker.
See, it's all about the rank. And I am totally with Homer. Yes, it affects your rank.
Like, I don't know how much trouble I got in.
After, now, we don't rank our 12. Kids, but they know there's a rank when it comes to their grandmother. Their
imagine
grandmother ranks up.
Celebrating when your sibling gets in trouble.
Yeah.
Let's put that on the poll as
Did
well.
Did you celebrate?
I think that poll is going to be, I'll take 22%.
I would imagine that most of the people answering that are from a previous generation. I don't think that that is as acceptable as you might think it is. I will say this. Chewy, we let you drive for the first 16 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
What a strange and wonderful ride it's been.
Relatable.
I swear to God, I thought you were talking about fishing with your wife. You're like, I got a fishing story. I was caught fishing last night. I was like, ooh, here we go. Spicy.
The funny thing is, for people my age, when I get those fishing emails and then the trainings that we all have to do every single month, I'm always thinking, who on earth is this tricking? Who is this for? And little did I know.
Ding, 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 ding.
We got culprit number one right amongst us.
Like, patient zero.
There's no way that... Has anybody ever sent you anything real on SharePoint, or were you mixing up different things?
No, I have. No, I've gotten a bunch of photos from SharePoint. Jen, you've been busted before, right?
I have, yep. I was walking through the airport. I've told you guys this story. Walking through the airport trying to sift through my emails, and Brian D., one of our managers here at Good Karma Brands, ESPN Milwaukee, I saw an email from him, clicked, and then immediately saw the...
Yeah,
they got you. And I was like, dang it, I don't have time for this today. And it immediately forwards you to the training that you have to do. So I was like, well, guess I know what I'm doing on this airplane. We got to take a break. A lot of stuff to get to this morning. We do have Adam Schefter, and there was a lot of movement in the NFL yesterday. So we will hit on those topics with him. Want to talk about the new kicker? There was a change yesterday. Are you happy about it? Do you like the guy's stats? He's better from close. He's not fantastic from far. We'll get into that as the show rolls on. Plus, Devontae Adams traded to the Jets. Does this make you more interested in watching Aaron Rodgers under center in New York? We'll get into that as Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So you mentioned Super Bowls and parties and how they don't go hand in hand, which again is an absurd comment by you two, but it's just one of many on the show.
Dumber thing that Chewy has said this morning. Super Bowls and parties don't go hand in hand, or cheddar is not a top 10 cheese.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I'm not saying it's your fault, although you could have done more. Oh, you're so naive, yes, so.
Lots of nicknames rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Chewed out, says Kevin in Illinois.
Not bad.
Jimmy Train of Thoughts. That's from Dustin in the 262. We should call Chewy the Straw because he's always stirring things up. That from Jason the Locksmith in Delavan. And Mr. 50%. We talked about 13.1 versus 26.2. Mr. 50% from Ben V. Keep getting us your nicknames for our guy Chew, who wants to be yelled at. There's something naughty there, too, but we'll keep moving on. Let's get to the kicker for the Green Bay Packers, shall we? Braden Narveson is out. McManus is in. And they had him in for a workout. This was the guy who had some troubles following him, right? They were looking into whether or not there had been some issues on a plane. Apparently, the league cleared him, so he is free to get a gig. And the Packers have, in fact, worked him out. and signed him. Chu, you happy with the Packers moving on from Narvison, who was one of the worst kickers in the NFL this season?
I'm happy they moved on from him. I still like my idea of potentially trading for a kicker on a bad team, but I think what we got is the best of the worst, right? I mean, he was the best guy that was out on the street. Whether it's going to work out, I have no idea, but they have to get this position figured out because, I mean, it's going to cost them. These guys need to make everything inside of 50. Maybe not everything, but you got to be pretty consistent. And this kid has been, but when's the last time he's kicked? When's the last time he kicked in a regular season game?
Good question. Excellent question. Josh, you said you thought it was last year?
2023. He won 7 of 2023 is when he kicked last. So he hasn't kicked the season at all.
McManus, 33, spent last season with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He made 30 of 37 field goal attempts and all 35 of his extra point tries in his only season with the team. That according to ESPN.com. And again, we mentioned that the NFL was looking into whether or not he had violated the league's personal conduct policy, that they have dismissed that. They did not find sufficient evidence that he did violate that policy. He's a career 81.4 kicker on field goals, spent the first 9 seasons with the Denver Broncos. So you see 81.4 and you probably go, yee, okay, don't love that. In this ESPN article, they detail how Mason Crosby made 86.2 of his field goals in the final year he was with the team, and that was not good enough for them to keep him around. Also, age was a factor, of course, with Mason Crosby. But, Chu, the issue, and I know that I saw people also comparing that percentage to Anders Carlson's career percentage, I believe it was, with the Green Bay Packers, which was eerily similar. The difference in what this guy has done is he's pretty clutch from close. What do we say, Joshy? From inside the 40, maybe even from inside the 50, he's got pretty good numbers. A lot of his misses have come from beyond 50.
Yeah, he was more consistent, and we have to also contextualize how many years he spent in Denver. With the air being thin up there, they would line him up real deep and just say, hey, we have an advantage here because of the altitude. But from within the 49 mark is where we usually want to be. Last year, he was 11 of 13, but prior to that, 10 of 10, 8 of 8, 8 of 8, 10 of 12, 7 of 7. So it is better than what we've seen from Narvison so far.
You like those numbers, right, Chu?
Yeah, well, the one positive, I think, out of this whole thing is that he kicked in Denver because the weather in Denver is fairly comparable to the weather in Green Bay. So that's a positive. But what would you say, I mean, when it comes to golf and you play in Colorado because of the elevation, is a 55-yarder in Denver like a 48-yarder here? I mean, there is a difference, for sure.
You are asking the wrong person.
Yeah.
I have less than zero information on that.
Yeah, I don't know the actual numbers, but it is shorter to make it because of the air.
Let me ask you this, because there's so much talk about kickers around the league. Are kickers worse, or is the bar so much higher now than it is like when I played?
Kickers are way better.
Yeah.
Way better.
They are?
Yeah. Like, the distance that guys are making it from consistently in the NFL now, Chu, would blow the minds of kickers back in your day. And having a good kicker, obviously, it goes without saying, is an incredible weapon for a team. The margin, as we talk about so often on this show, between winning and losing is so thin that you lose games, lots of games in the league are lost by a margin of 3 points. Like,
yeah. Who do we blame?
Well, there's a lot of people there's a lot of people who want to blame Goody and just say he's not good at this position. He's not good at evaluating talent at this position. But I want to ask you this before we get to Adam Schefter, Chu. Better to make the move now than to ride with the guy out of some sort of obligation because he's young, because you haven't put him in a great spot, because there's been history here of them missing on kickers. Like, better to move on now, right? No sentimentality here. I don't need people being like, well, we'd like for him to learn. We'd like for him to grow. This Packers team does not have time for that.
No, you know when you let him grow, when you're on a bad team and it really doesn't matter.
Correct.
If they're on the Cleveland Browns, who cares, who just traded their top receiver away, then you give them time. But when you're you know, in the mix for a Super Bowl title, you can't do this. And this just reeks of, you know what I hate in the comparable that came right to me? And it's a little different, but Devin Williams, you know? I mean, he was our guy. Great reliever, you know, missed half the season, but was solid, great. And we thought we were in the catbird seat, you know, going into the ninth inning with one of the best receivers in the league.
Closers.
And then what happens? He gives up a dinger and the season's over with. I fear that they're going to be in some big game and all of a sudden a 42-yarder. Is that the negative in me?
Well, but I'll tell you this.
Chewy neg?
You threw out 42, right? Chewy neg. Negs. Negsler. the 42, this guy is pretty good from 40 to 49. I'm looking at his career stats right now.
Yeah.
And Josh, you rattled him off before, but like 11 of 12, 8 of 8, 8 of 8, 10 of 10, 11 of 13. I will say this. Not loving the extra point misses. Not loving that. That, I think, is something that you should be able to be 100% on or close to. We got to get to Adam Schefter. He's coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We will whip around the NFL, talk about all of the things, probably start with Devontae Adams to the Jets right after this.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
Initially, I was told from the jump 3 to 4 weeks. I was told initially that the games that were most likely for him to come back were either the Vikings in week 4 or the Rams in week 5.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino, gaming, casual, and fine dining. 2 golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
Woo! If there is any day to talk to Adam Schefter, it is today after yesterday and all of the movement that we saw in the NFL. Good morning, Adam. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Jen and Chewy. How are we doing?
You're exhausted, aren't you? Just all of the coverage of all of the things that happened in the NFL yesterday. We have to begin with Devontae Adams to the New York Jets. I saw one article that said that with Devontae Adams' addition to gangrene, they doubled their chances of winning the Super Bowl. The Jets doubled their chances. Now, the caveat there is it is now at 1.2%. And that doubled by adding Devontae Adams. Do you think this is the move that puts them over the top? Is this the move that gets them above Buffalo in the AFC East?
Well, before we're talking Super Bowls with the Jets, it'd be nice if they made their first playoff appearance in 15 or so years. So, again, I think it's step by step that you have to go. Before we can get to the big dance, it's time to take little dances and then hope to get to the big dance. And, yes, I think they're improved, but they have issues. They have flaws. They have not shown that they could win consistently. They have done things wrong. Like, they changed their head coach last week. They lost, and now they've made a trade. And now at 2-4, we're saying this is a Super Bowl team. Like, again, that may happen, but there's a lot of work that has to get done. And that seems like a long way off. And the Jets always seem to find something that they feel like will boost the hopes. Aaron Rodgers was getting them to the Super Bowl last year until he tore his Achilles. And every year there's something else that's bringing hope. That's what sports do for people. But they have not come through, and we'll see if this one makes a difference. I do think they'll be better. I do think they'll be improved. I do think that having Devontae will help elevate everybody in the offense. But I don't know whether that will be enough to overtake Buffalo, win the division, make the playoffs, make any noise in the playoffs. That's what we're about to find out right now.
Adam, two-part question here. Detroit lost one of its best players in Hutchinson. Do you think he will be back this year? And if not, do you think they will be looking for a potential trade with a bad team to grab one of their pass rushers?
Couple of things. Again, I was told on Hutchinson it was 6 to 8 months. Dan Campbell came out and said it was 4 to 6. Now, what's right, what's not, I don't know. Like, I hope it's 4 to 6. I really do. I hope that the young man is back sooner rather than later. The Super Bowl is in 4 months. 4 months. If somehow the Detroit Lions could make it there, Do I think we could see Aiden Hutchinson in the Super Bowl? Outside shot would be my guess. And certainly a man as determined as him would have an outside chance to do it. Most people know. So I think at the very least you can say he's out for the regular season. He won't play again in the regular season. Mm-hmm. And the chances are he won't play in the playoffs. The chances are. Now, maybe, hopefully, he can make a comeback. And if Detroit goes that far, it would be an unbelievable story if the guy came back. Everybody would love to see that. I know Green Bay, Milwaukee would not like to see the Lions in the Super Bowl. They wouldn't like to see that. But it would be great if Aiden Hutchinson could make it back if that team were to get that far. Now, in terms of going out and adding somebody else, yesterday they signed Isaiah Thomas off the Bengals practice squad. Now, I've always liked the idea of Isaiah Thomas in Detroit. I think that that's always a good combination. So maybe this Isaiah Thomas can have some kind of mark on this franchise the way that the former Isaiah Thomas had on the Pistons franchise. We'll see. But it's not like they're going to go out and trade for Miles Garrett or Max Crosby. Like, I'll never say never, because we've seen time and time again in the NFL, things happen. But these teams are not giving away these players. They're not trading them for anything less than some blockbuster package. And I don't believe the Lions are going to be willing to surrender a blockbuster package to go get a defensive end, nor do I think that one of those teams would take. I think that they'll look, and if there's a mid-level pass rusher who's available who could help, who costs, I'm making this up, a third-round pick, something like that, yeah, they'd look to do that. But who's that guy? Who's that team? Who's that player? And we'll see how it works out. But do I expect that Max Crosby or Miles Garrett's going to wind up in Detroit? No.
Yeah, but Adam, in regards to Cleveland, though, didn't they throw up the white flag, though, in trading Amari Cooper?
No. They had been interested in moving on from Cooper all along. Now, again, I mean, they were sending him to San Francisco this summer. There were other conversations. Like, to me, it always felt like he was getting traded. He was in the last year of a contract. So, what's the Browns' record? Have they won a game yet or not?
They won one game. I know, because I bet for them to lose that weekend.
Okay, so I think they beat the. I don't even remember. They're 1-4, 1-5. So they're not throwing it in just yet, but they can't be far away from that. And so we'll see how they handle that.
So what does that say to you about the Bills, that move? Amari Cooper making the 3-hour drive from Cleveland up the coast of Lake Erie to Buffalo. What does that say about Buffalo to you, that they feel like they were just a piece away?
Well, what it says to me, Jen, is that the Bills had been interested in Davante Adams, but they really couldn't afford to take on the salary, being that the Raiders wanted a team to take on the full salary. And Cooper came along cheaper in terms of compensation, surrendered. So Amari Cooper, probably not as good as Davante Adams, but he also isn't as pricey. So it's sort of like, I want to buy that house, that big house. Well, yeah, I can't buy that house. We'll buy that smaller house on the block. And it's a nice house, but it's not the same as the big house, but it's lower to pay off and whatnot. So I think that they believe that Cooper will give Josh Allen a downfield threat. He'll be a serviceable, good receiver for them. And Cleveland wasn't committed to Amari Cooper in the long term.
Adam, are the Bears for real? Now, every one of their wins are against teams that have only won one game.
Mm-hmm.
Are they getting better, you think? Are they going to be a threat come the end of the season?
Well, here's the thing, Cheery. I'm going to give you a stat right now that I used on my podcast this week that I thought was very, very interesting. But the NFC North right now has a combined record of 17-5 this season. 17-5. The win percentage is 7-7-3, right? That 7-7-3 win percentage is the highest for any division through 6 weeks since the 1970 merger.
Wow. Holy cow.
That's amazing, isn't it?
That's a pretty good division.
That's a pretty good division. Now, when you bring up the Bears and ask about them, what I would say is that the Bears are largely a young team, certainly a young quarterback. And so I think that they'll just get better over time. So they started a little slower, and they seem to be getting better little by little on a weekly basis. So I think the Bears, I think they're a good team. I don't think they're as good as the Packers or the Lions or even the Vikings right now, but they're coming. They're coming. And if Caleb keeps developing like this, they're going to be there for the next 15 or so years.
Adam, before we let you go, Chewy told us a wild story in the first segment of the show about how he got busted with a phishing email and the IT person was, gasp, nice to him. And he said that he would have preferred that they, you know, reamed him out, ripped him a new one, et cetera, et cetera. We believe, you know, dime store psychologists over here, that that is in fact a product of him having been in the NFL for a very long time, being used to being yelled at when he screws up, you know, to say nothing of the relationship between him and his wife. And he's looking for a nickname. He's looking for a nickname that kind of encapsulates all of that. We have some suggestions rolling in. Masochistic Mark from our friend Chef Ed is one. Choose Your Own Adventure is a funny one. I'm not sure it's exactly applicable here. That from Ryan in Maguanago. You got a nickname for our guy who apparently would prefer to be yelled at as opposed to have someone be nice to him.
I said Chewy Scars, Adam.
No, not bad. Said, that's not.
You said Johnny Scars.
But Adam, where I'm coming from here, right? Is obviously we're conditioned when we screw up on the football field, we get yelled at. But if you get pulled over by a cop for doing 10 miles over the speed limit and the cop comes super nice, real nice, and you're sitting there in your car as he goes back to his and you're going, I think I got off. I think I got off. And he writes you a $250 ticket.
Can you say
I'm upset.
Can you just say get away with it? I think I got away with it. Would that be all right just for the sake of this conversation?
Sure. I want the police officer to ream me out. Like, what are you doing? I would feel better. I don't know. Maybe
you like that better. You know, those are the only nicknames that have come in so far. No other suggestions. Like sometimes, you know, like the listeners, the readers, the viewers, that they come up with some very clever things.
All right, here's what I got. I got Confused Charlie. I got Trauma Chew. I've got, well, one that references a brain disorder. We're going to stay away from that one. John Cloud Van Damme. Dumb and Dumber, which is not very kind, but he probably prefers that one, actually.
I'm fine with that. That's fine.
So we got some rolling in from our loyal listeners. The Straw, because he's always stirring things up, that from Jason the Locksmith. So we got some folks who are weighing in.
Not bad. That's not bad.
No.
Jimmy the Straw. You know, we called Gabe Johnny Raincloud because he's always down on the Packers, no matter how good they are on the field on Sunday. Johnny Raincloud.
Johnny Raincloud's probably got some clouds in Scotland right now, don't you think?
Likely.
Yeah.
He did say that, yeah.
Pretty good chance.
Right. Yeah, you know. By the way, like he's on that golf trip right now. If they want to organize a trip in like in the spring, you know, I might be interested in that one.
See, Adam, I would give Adam numbers because he's probably got everyone's number known to man that had anything to do with the NFL. Adam numbers.
You know what's funny? I said this to Emma. You know, always text me for numbers all the time. Well, I get a lot of people, but Mike Shanahan, like, hey, do you have a number for this guy? You have a number for that guy? You know, like, I feel like I'm his personal role.
You really are. I'm glad that you've come to that realization.
It's unbelievable. I'm his unpaid secretary for 20 years now, 25 years. Adam, you got a number for this? You got a number for that? You got a number for this one?
And you guys, did you guys work together, I assume, back in the day?
Well, no, I covered him for 16 years, and he's my, you know, I've known him for a long time, family, friends, you know, all that. But, it's amazing. Like, Mike, you know, there's something called the iPhone that saves all this information. Like, you know, you're allowed to get one and enter numbers that you can keep. You're allowed to do that. It's all good.
A little something for the effort, Mike. Could you kick over a little something for the effort? Thanks. All right, Adam. Have a great day. We appreciate you giving us the insight around the NFL. We'll talk to you again soon.
Straw, Jen, thank you very much.
Straw! See, he likes straw. All right, well, that's the leader in the clubhouse right now. Joshy?
The Island Resort and Casino is a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He hates the ending of all comedies. Apparently doesn't like happy endings.
I love happy endings. Don't take it that far.
Oh, maybe, bueno.
Maybe that's a vote for Groundhog Day for you.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You know, thinking is overrated. You know. You have to look forward. You have to look forward to the games we're going to play each and every week and try to win all of them. And that's basic stuff, right?
Are you confident?
I was saying Talladega Nights. You've heard of that?
Yeah.
Remember that one scene? He said, "You're not a thinker. You're a driver."
Yeah, and I remember that scene in Top Gun Maverick where Tom Cruise's character is trying to convince Miles Teller's character to just do, don't think. I think there are times for that. But Chewy, thinking is overrated, which came out of Woody Johnson's mouth, the owner of the New York Jets. That feels like something that you would say, thinking is overrated.
Well, I don't know if you listened to Friday, Jen. I told Craig he needs to hire more stupid people. And he agreed. He agreed. Right, Josh?
He did. I don't think he said quite stupid people. He agreed with the fact that people with more common sense sometimes can be more valuable than, say, like the smartest book smart type of person.
Yeah.
I don't know if he would go out there and say, I want dumb people.
Yeah, you need a few dumb people. I don't
know. Yeah.
But I'm
when you click the phishing email. You need somebody to blame.
Good point. But a lot of times you don't have. See, guys that think too much on a football field, they can't react fast enough. And that's what I'm talking about, processing. And I think Musgrave has a little of that. His brain gets in the way, you know. You don't have time to look around and be like, oh, is that cover two or not, or this and that. That you don't have time. There's just things happen so fast. You just got to be able to react and trust your instincts. And I think that's what Woody is saying.
Is that what you think? You think he's talking about on the football field? Because I agree with you. You want it to be instinctive, right? My husband, who played college football at Sacred Heart in Connecticut, nowhere near the level that Chewy played, obviously, but he has watched so much film in his life that he just needs a snapshot of the field. And he can tell, just like you can, Chew, right? He can tell. There's no thinking there. It's just instinctive. Yeah. He sees the guard here. He sees the safety here. He sees the middle linebacker here. He recognizes, right? Like, okay, I know what's going to happen on this play. There's no thinking. His brain is just responding to the stimulus in front of him, to the picture in front of him. And I agree that on the football field, there is an inherent value in that. But in most things, and I would argue the space that Woody Johnson exists in, which is running a team. He's not really running the team. He's not supposed to be. Right. Joe Douglas is supposed to be running the team. But owning a team, thinking needs to
be
a really important highlighted part of the operation. No?
Yes, I would agree. And I would agree even with the GM Douglas, because we talked about it on this show. I mean, why are you trading for Davante Adams now? This should have been done in training camp. And we talked about it, right? I mean, it would have cost him probably a first-round pick then, but so what? You're already all in with when you traded for Aaron Rodgers. And I don't know if they thought they were good enough. I mean, Alan Lazard kind of showed his true colors last year. He's just kind of a guy. If you put Alan Lazard on the Packers, he would probably be the fifth receiver. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, he would be the Molly Keith blocker.
Yeah. So you don't have enough. It's just from that standpoint, yes, you think. But on a football field, you just don't have time.
But
I mean,
saying,
I've said it a million times.
Go ahead, Chewy.
When I break the huddle, Jen, when I hear the play, okay, my brain already starts kicking in. As you leave the huddle, you walk up to the line. What's the front? Okay, if it's a pass play, am I going to be obstructed here? Okay, what is the coverage? Are they trying to disguise that? Okay, the Mike linebacker is kind of cheating a little bit weak, which means the safety is going to come up and cover me possibly. Or are they baiting me? You know, these are things. And then you break the line. Okay, now the linebacker slides towards you. The safety goes away from you. That changes everything. And that happens like that. Like that. You know, and if you can't process and you see, if vision is another important thing. I would rather have unbelievable vision than top-end speed. because you see everything. And Andy Reid taught me how to Andy Reid taught me how to see. He taught me how to widen my peripheral vision, you know? He would have me, and my vision was so close when I first got there, he would have me sit straight ahead, look at something, he'd be like, what color is that picture to the left of you? Keep your head straight, and you learn to, like, look straight ahead, but be able to see that far out to the left. Tell you, Andy Reid was a really good coach. Did you guys know that?
Can confirm.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I still think using instinct to own a team is going to put you in the wrong space more often than it is going to put you in the right space. The blind squirrel thing, the broken clock thing, you can land on things haphazardly. But instincts, and this is, I always say this about baseball, right? Because so many managers for a long time were talking about instincts. What does your gut tell you? And it's like, well, gut schmutt, we have analytics. I can tell you how this guy handles this situation because of how he has handled this situation more often than not in the past. That's why guys have sort of crept towards what do the numbers say when managing. I don't like the idea of instinct managing, instinct owning. I like instinct playing, Chew. I do. I just don't know if that's what Woody Johnson was referring to,
Josh. Jen, this is relatable to your business too. And you know, that's why the great reporters, because you don't know a lot of times the questions you're going to ask until you hear a response to a certain question, right? You have to have those instincts that are like, oh, can I ask this question? Is this a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you like be flexible. I see what you're saying, like to follow up. If somebody says something intriguing that I want more information on, you're saying the instinct to follow up.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You got to have great instinct.
But I'm also thinking.
Yeah. Yes. There's a lot of thinking that goes
on. Yeah, but you got to think on the fly, too. You don't have 3 minutes to think about.
We need to look no further than the Jets having the longest playoff drought in the NFL to know that Woody Johnson isn't doing a lot of thinking and thinks it's overrated. Because if you knew how to build a team and if you were thinking about the processes involved and how to build it out and what bringing Aaron Rodgers might mean to a franchise when he brings all his buddies around, you might end up in a situation where you are giving away future assets and probably damning your team for the future as well.
Well, and this goes back to a conversation, Chew, that we had last week when somebody was like, would you want Aaron Andrews telling you how to do your job? Yeah, if she made me better at it. Is Woody Johnson the guy that's out there asking questions of other successful owners, owners who have teams that have made the playoffs, that have been in the Super Bowl, and saying, what am I doing wrong here? My guess? Nope.
Yeah, you know what makes a good owner? One that keeps his mouth shut. Just ask Jerry Jones.
Be careful. He'll fire you, Chew. He will fire your ass. We got to take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Much more right after this.